When it comes to the refugee crisis, all eyes are suddenly on Turkey. Now, the country is seen as crucial in helping to stem the flow of migrants to Europe. And so the EU is now trying to persuade Turkey to police its borders better and to improve conditions for millions of refugees already there. Now, the hope is that all this stops more migrants making their way to Europe. In return, Brussels is offering sweeteners such as financial aid and starting up again the stalled negotiation process to get Turkey into the EU. A win-win situation, you might think. Well, not quite. The deal is controversial. European politicians who are desperate to resolve the refugee crisis are accused of turning a blind eye to human rights abuses in Turkey, in particular, an alleged government clampdown on dissent.
Levent Uzumcu's ensemble are performing an historical comedy tonight. It's about an Ottoman sultan who tries to censor a theater group's performances. Similarities to present-day Turkey are intentional. The audience knows that the actors are walking a thin line. For the city authorities in Istanbul, Levent Uzumcu is a public enemy. In late August, he lost the job that he'd held for 25 years because he made a public speech and wrote on the internet criticizing the AKP government. He's pessimistic about freedom of expression in his cultural sector.
The people in charge of Istanbul's state-sponsored theater are slaves to authority. They decide on the repertoire even though they know nothing about theater. I've always expressed my opinion freely. I'm a well-known actor. Everyone knows I won't keep my mouth shut.